بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have hate for sinners. It is very important. When a person has taken the oath of Allah, then he does not ask this kind of question. Is a minor sin or a major sin? When you ask questions of that kind, it shows that his relationship with Allah Ta'ala is very weak. Because once his relationship with Allah Ta'ala becomes very strong, then he has only one thing in his heart, that is how to see his prayer. How to see? Every night, every corner, he used to say, listen, I must work toward looking at this, seeing his prayer. How can he be happy? Every moment, every second, this is in your heart. I'm doing this act, is Allah happy with your heart? It must ring in your mind all the time. Whether you're doing namaz, whether you're doing charity, whether you're doing whatever you're doing, this must be inculcated in your heart at that time. Is Allah happy or not? That's the reason why you've been told to make zikr. The purpose to make zikr is this first, that it must become strong in your heart. There's no one looking at you besides Allah. That it becomes impossible for you to commit a sin. And if you commit a sin, it becomes so strong in your heart, you get disturbed to that extent. You have to have that condition come into you, you become so disturbed to that extent that you may want to commit suicide. But you do not do it. You do not want to go near food also. That's how the person has to have in him, the love for Allah. Until unless you don't have that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala, then you will know your condition is you and no Allah Ta'ala. And that only can come into us when we begin to understand that humility is the most important thing. Humility is so important that will allow you that at all times you are humble. That you begin to now understand and recognize all your sins. The purpose of people not understanding their sins is because of pride. But that's why Nabi Karim tawadu lillah wa ta'Allah. That person who is humble, Allah raises him. So when humility comes to a person, then thereafter he begins to accept his faults. A person who has pride won't accept his faults. No matter what you can do, he knows he's wrong, but because of pride, he won't accept it. But the moment he's got humility in him, humbleness, then he'll always say he's sorry. He'll always make accept his faults. He'll also make God his istighfar too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though sometimes his heart becomes clouded also. Happy is clouded. Now when his heart becomes clouded, clouded means clouded. Only I cannot explain that clouded because that's Rasulullah sallallahu. When we are clouded, we are clouded with sins. Nabi Karim is not clouded with sins. His problem, whatever it is, he said himself that he understands it. We don't want to talk about it, but we just say why when he fell and his heart is clouded. He makes a lot of istighfar. 100 times a day, just an example 100 times, because we have to make abundance. You're fortunate that person who at least makes 100 times a day istighfar. So let's be clear, you should also make istighfar 100 times a day. And yet we know who is saying this? Rasulullah. And we know that how pure he is. Very, very pure. If Nabi Karim did not come to this world, I have not come to existence. Everything in this world came because of him. But he is talking like this. Yet he is so pure. And Allah Ta'ala gave guarantee of that your stillness, your future, your past, everything is forgiven. Now just imagine if you are given that kind of message from Allah Ta'ala that you have been forgiven. But in other words, your stillness. Yet he is continuously making istighfar daily. Then we who are committing sin all the time, how much of istighfar? In our ibadat that we are making, we have to make istighfar. Leave alone guna one side, or ibadat that you are performing. All those things that make istighfar. Commit sins, istighfar. And even by mistake, when you make an error, by mistake, I'm talking. So Allah Ta'ala gave the guarantee that you will not worry at all. 100% of it. Because of heart. But now you look at it, that was forgiven both all daily, 100 times if you make istighfar. Person make istighfar is because the heart gets clouded. His matter is human, and because when it's human, all kind of thoughts come into his mind. Most important today is this much, not what your thoughts come in your mind. Do not bother about stray thoughts. It's not going to help in any way. It all comes straight on getting a person, no matter how high he may be, how great and taqwa may he be, but he cannot stay in safe conscience. He cannot stay. The same is imagined that he cannot stay safe from sin. Because the state of the beacon is something else. He's something else. We're not talking about him. But no matter how private he may be, no matter how taqwa parhezgar he may be, but do not think that you are safe from sin. Do not think. Yeah, the only difference is that they have worked very hard to be mujahida. Jihad all the time, fighting enough all the time, fighting on those things which is jahil, they left that out too. Which is jahil, they left that out too. Would become so strong in them that the thing what is there, they cannot combat them anymore, it becomes very weak. Sin becomes, they cannot go near it too. They go near, they cannot go near it too. Continuously making jihad, what you call, mujahida. That's what Rasulullah says. When he said very nicely that you came and went out in jihad, the Sahaba Ikram, that the jihad they went, when they came back, he said to them, you came from a jihad Azhar to jihad Akbar. That the jihad that you went, it was a small jihad, you got a very big jihad in front of jihad al-Nafs. 24 hours you have to be on guard with this jihad al-Nafs. You cannot be free for 1 second too. And yet when a person continuously making jihad all the time, yet he is also, the slightest bit of flesh comes, he'll commit to sin. Slightest bit of flesh. Apne upar bharosa na karo. Don't deny on yourself that you think you got someone, you reached somewhere, you reached nowhere. That person who said, I reached somewhere, he reached nowhere. That person is nowhere, he reached everywhere. That person who said, he reached nowhere, he reached everywhere. And that person reached somewhere, he reached nowhere. This must be complete in your heart, stamped all the time. I have reached nowhere, I have to still go far, far, the road to Allah is no end. That is why great Buzhugan has been there, this so high that they say, Allah, I did nothing. I have not reached anywhere. They go to that extent to begin to say that they swear an oath of Allah Ta'ala, we are nothing, we are worse than this. That the students should tell them, that said, you are so high. What you are looking at and what I am looking at. In your eyes, I may be wherever I reach, but in my eyes, I reach nowhere. So man, no matter how much wherever he reaches, he has to understand this, that he must always have that in a good thing. I am nothing. Then only something can come into you, but remember this much, when you say you are nothing, it must in reality. Yeah. Today, you know, they just say I am nothing. You rather don't say anyone anything. You rather keep quiet. You rather keep quiet inside yourself in Allah, I am nothing. Rather keep the relationship with Allah Ta'ala and no one else. Sometimes you see someone I'm nothing, you try to show off. That's why one person keep hanging Abdullah Rahmatullah says, I'm something to this, he says, I'm nothing. He says, he's been dying. So these things are very important, Allah Ta'ala. The strife that you give for the straight thoughts becomes weak when a person gives straight thoughts. Do not call them straight thoughts. Straight thoughts have misled women a lot. Straight thought means that person may do also sometimes become so strong a wudu not done. Every day, whole day making wudu. You find a person, you know, he makes ghusl, whole day making ghusl. That thought I did, oh, the water, not I didn't wash, I didn't water that the wall. I came on me as well as. Wudu, I don't know, I made 3, 4, what? Rakats, namaz, 3, 4 rakats, what to do? They get so strong, they want to follow those things. I know women repeating namaz on and on, which are parishan of them. And the reason for that is because of stray thoughts, the thoughts come into. But you must try not to put into action at all. Like you wash your hand 3 times, you finish wash your hand 3 times, but don't worry about it. You go to the toilet, you pass, you really pass water, finish. At least wash properly 1 to 10, 3 times, khalas. Now when you wake up, some drops came up now, khalas. His namaz is gone too. His jamaat is gone too. So these straight thoughts will always come into us. We not to worry about those thoughts, it came on its own, it go on its own. But the moment you begin to entertain those thoughts, then you must know that now you became a victim of it. And you'll never leave you. You'll never leave you no matter what you can do. You can do whatever you want in there. So when a person enters into the soul, then you must understand that all the evil ailments comes, goes away. All the ailments goes away, that you are free from it. In other kind, all can of course also is no more there. Because now you are in touch the soul, you no more there. The earth person will always remain. Because the earth person will always remain. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran Sadiq. One side, taqwa, you ask for, one side, and you ask for sinners. That's your fault. Fa'alhama kujura for taqwa. So you tell, you definitely you won't have the urge to commit the sin, but there's not even commit the sin. If you don't have the urge to commit the sin, then how will you get reward when you keep waiting? If a blind man, you see, I didn't see a woman in my life, and he smiles, they say, you know, Alhamdulillah, me, I miss not one woman too. Who's Kamal? Kamal is a man, is strong, young, everything, and he has the means of committing the wrongs, and yet he cannot do it. His eyes can see all those things, he can see, but he did not show it. An old man, when old man, then he passes stage, you know. His age now, he can't walk straight, he can't see straight, he can't eat straight. But today, old men, you can't trust them. Can't trust old men. Don't ever leave your children with old men. I'm telling you this, not, I'm not joking, please. Even if it's your own uncle too, your own uncle too. Do not leave your children, your daughters with uncles and, you know, this mamaji and this is kakaji and all that, forget that. It has gone to that extent, the fitna is spread so hard that we surprised. I get calls from people telling me, my mamaji is interfering with me. My uncle is interfering with me. Old people, 80 years old, one day in the grave, but then it is very sad. So one side of the things. So we've gone to that extent where we have to be very careful about it. And today is happening this, but that one whom Hassan came to realize, he was a very poor man, he left his children there with his wife, when the wife came to have interfere with his nephews, and children came from their children. Nafs. But this ailment that God's come, the urge for sins, become weak and overpowered. It will get overpowered. When a person becomes weak or not, it gets overpowered. That's very important. You get overpowered. On and on, when you commit a sin, you don't do it. For example, from your example, a cell phone. At the moment, the biggest victim, the biggest shaitan, cell phone. It's a cell phone, the biggest shaitan. It has gone to that extent that marriages are breaking because of that. He got of that extent because of people, boys become half of the Quran. I'm frightened to say, alims also. But because of the cell phone, what they are doing, Allah said, Allah and the Father. So much of disrespect to parents, so much disrespect to Quran, so much disrespect to everyone. There's no more love, happiness at home at any. No happiness at all. It's just a makeup body. No one is happy. But how can you advertise your to have a problem to others outside? If everyone you meet is like a fast, you just meet them, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum, is a fast. Reality, what are that? No one will tell you. So this is a very important way happening. The urge for sins will become, but remember Allah tested us all the time. We'll be tested. Don't ever think in your life that me, I have passed this thing now that Alhamdulillah, I don't commit any sin. Don't ever have this statement at any time. Don't ever. Because remember one thing. The person who did was, the person who committed, made the most ibadat in this world was Allah saying, Shaitan. There was no one more made more than ibadat. When Allah Ta'ala says this, but that the person who against me, the Palestinian, when I asked him to make dua, just imagine the Palestinian asked him to make dua. At that occasion, he thought that I am not the victim. Why I made so much of ibadah, there no be me. That's what we are today too. That when you see a person not in namaz, you look at him down, but if not, Hazrat says, one day Hazrat one statement, Allah, he could not make that statement. Possible Allah Ta'ala won't tell you Jannat because that person is bein namazi, bein namazi, Jannat to the Jannat. You know what a statement is today. A person who bein namazi, Allah Ta'ala can put you in Jannat and you cannot do Jannat. Oh Allah, my Father. No. He's trying to save us, control our tongue. The control of the tongue is very important. In your heart also you must be controlled. Do not think bad of anyone, no matter what it is, no matter how much. How strong you can be in your taqwa, no matter how much ibadat you make. Do not at any time in your heart look down at anyone. Because no one, you know. And you must remember one thing, this collision between the nafs and shaitan will always take place. This collision between nafs and shaitan will always take place. It has to take place. It will not take place, and how will you get jannah? How will Allah Ta'ala test you then? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُدْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَهُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, Quran is the test for you that I'm doing now. Every moment you're testing. Remember one thing, we are on test 24 hours. In other words, we are on duty 24 hours. We are not like others, we are on duty 24 hours, we are on duty. Likewise, we are test 24 hours, every moment. You're sitting down here, when you go out at the test, you see, next to a person, look at that person, your test also. Very afraid of test. You test it all the time. So the only way things can come into us is the time when you have true love for Allah Ta'ala. See, the purpose, reason for one committing sins is merely because of lack of love. Lack of? If you have respect and love, my dear friends, you have respect and love. The love for Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong in you, you don't do anything wrong.
You make sure that every moment in us, you know, that akhlaq will be in you. The akhlaq, the character you have in you. The character that you have in you, that I will not cause any harm to anyone. That tawadu that you have, that humility in you, that I will not look down at anyone. One said the outside is bright, the inside is light. Outside is bright, inside is the noor is inside. That two things go together. They cannot see the light, but they can see the bright. If they see you how you are, with the akhlaq that you have in you. But as I mentioned earlier, Allah Ta'ala says, as far as possible, until unless you do not have this in you, then I am not perfect. I am not. At any time, you must not think I am perfect. I am not perfect. And you have this in your heart all the time. And you constantly think to yourself, there is no one worse than me. Because if you look at it, think your story, of your back story of age. What kind of person you are? What kind of person? That's why Buzur said a very nice thing. When he looks at a young person, Ya Allah, he's better than me because my son is more than him. How nicely he said. He's younger than me, that means my sins are more than him. And when you look at people who are older than him, say, Ya Allah, he's got more better deeds than my deeds. Well, what do you think of that person? Will he look down at him? He will look down upon himself. So I'm giving you one remedy that the Thani Rahmatullah wa Sallam gave his remedy. Whenever you look at a person and think, begin to look down at him, even if you look at his age, oh, you know, man, I'm older than this person. Definitely I've got more sense than him. Then how can I be better than him? Another time you said, old man, no matter how you're better, the namaz that you only Allah Ta'ala knows, but think to yourself, hey, this man is older than me, man. Definitely you've got very more these good things than me. If you begin to think like this, if you come to your life, you don't look down at anyone, you look down at yourself. And that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Come, samajhna. In the road to suluk, the first thing that you must do is apna ko pana kar do. Pana. And then hate yourself. Pana means I am nothing. But don't tell anyone, because when someone tells you I'm nothing, you say, yeah, you know nothing, then you say, yeah, but what you are something. Don't, I have mentioned, don't ever tell anyone nothing. But yourself, you say, I have nothing, jealous. Because the moment you say that thing, and then when the person says, no doubt you are like that, then you come to know what true colors you are. You know, 50 years you have got a horse. 50 years, that's so close to you. The horse is so close to you. But why you still hold the reins? You know, 50 years you've got a horse. Now you've got the horse for 50 years. Why you still hold the reins? You trust. Because you know you don't drop it down. That's how your nafs is told. 50 years you got him. You went over to him for 50 years, you made sure you get against him. But please, you can't make a dog's tail straight. You can do all the things, you can straighten the dog's tail. That's how the nafs is. That's how the nafs is. Do not trust your nafs at any time. Do not trust your nafs. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi very, very clear, they keep your nafs very far from you, in other words, don't follow him at all. Keep your nafs far, far from you, do not at all. Then we say, let me look at one side of the cell phone. No, Rabbi, never mind now, no one is looking at me. Well, on a day one, but there is nothing, that's not important. Now let me look at Rabbi. No, why one thing only I look at? Nothing more than that. Nafs should say, hey, Father. Remember one thing, that one thing will learn to 10 things. And then you cannot come out of it. You can never come out of it. And then you say, what I did? What is too late. Do not go into it at all. Where is the thing? There's no noor on our faces today. There's no noor on our faces. You can actually see the people's faces. You know, we
we are not people of that kind, but Sri Chaitanya was people of that kind. When they look at people, they say, what happened to you? And Usman Ghani radi Allahu ta'ala anhu, one person comes in and says, that must be, so I went to the wrong place. I said, he said, what I can see in your body, what you saw. Hadith Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi, he said when he was in Qabr, he said, I said, darkness there. For 24 hours Allah's nur is descending there, but he is saying there that the people walking, I can only see darkness in there. They can talk like that. So you and I ask ourselves this question that you ask, are we very straight or not straight? Are we straight or not straight? Why there's no nur? We can't see. The black person more bright than us. He's got the nur. Very nicely, you know. Likewise, another person is carrying, you know, some goods on his head, and there was a snake on it. So the brother let the thing down. See, the snake is dead. They didn't worry about it. They didn't worry about it. The next minute, we start the snake and walking. Hey, what happened here? What happened here? He said, what happened here? And I started walking. He always said, it's hibernating. They say, you know, when the snake hibernates, you can touch it, you can do everything. But to be careful. So likewise, this man brought a snake in the house, and the next one that moving here, what happened here now? He says, all the time there's nuts thing here. He's telling your nuts the same story that your nuts will do the same thing too. Let me look at it one time. Let me commit zina one time. Let me gamble one time. Let me put my eyes one time. And this eye is so bad, is so cruel. Then let me tell you, the whole night you see the filthy that thing, Allah Almighty Father. I'm telling you, the good thing you are doing, the good deed you are doing. You are the time you think the name of Allah and sleep. Today you think the time of Shaitan, name of Shaitan is sleeping. You wake up in the morning, name of Allah, now you wake up in the morning, name of Shaitan. You sleep with darkness, you wake up with darkness. Khuda na kare, you die in a condition. I know so many people who are looking at filth and neck when they passed away. When a man's family can tell us these are conditions. Are you got so much of guarantee that you'll live until tomorrow? That your conditioning, the nafs is a thing, nafs and shaitan, you have to always fight with it. Nafs and shaitan, you have to always fight with it. It will always mislead you. Why is so much of the divorce taking place nowadays? The reason for this divorce is because of this self-control. Because this divorce has gone to that extent, it'd be surprised that man is prepared to divorce his wife, the wife is prepared to accept the divorce, the husband, merely because of the self. One woman actually told her husband, I'm not prepared to leave the cell phone, I'm prepared to leave you. If this nafs and shaitan is gone to that extent. And it's about both families of God. You know, we have become victims of the rest. What must I tell you? And the only way, how can you be saved? How can you be saved? Sit in the comfort of wives. I'm telling you over no word of lie that if you have to don't sit in the company of pirates, you can get lost. And my husband should say, fool is the man, you have to spend lot of time. Lot of time. In his company. And bring your children to sit in that company too. Not with, you cannot understand, no problem, but when this staying there, you get something. When Hari Yaqub Manoti Rahmatullah passed away, and someone asked, he wants to be buried next to him, say, why? He said, whatever Allah Rahmatam go to him. So likewise, you sit in a company of pirates, so you may not understand. But you do not know, you go and sit in a company of pious person, one person. Get hold of it. And can you stay in this company? You see how it starts rubbing in you. Once it starts rubbing in you, then you see what happens. The only thing you must be sincere and have fear of Allah. So today, the most important thing, protect our iman and taqwa. Pious company. Bring pious company to us. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We will not become victim of nafs and shaitan. And
bring us the closer to Allah Ta'ala and keep us away from the habits, the hate for sins, and the urge to good deeds. Wa akhudha alhamdulillah. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna dhikrika wa shukrika husnul khatimah. Rabbana atim lana nurana wa ihdina innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wa al-afiyah wa husnul khatimah. Baatir as-samawati. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وانتقل الصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى ورحمة الله.